Hi everyone, Miss Jean here. Welcome back to another mini adventure in our four-part series called Sink or Swim. In our story so far, the Discovery Mountain Pathfinder Club has been working on their basic swimming honor. But while some Pathfinders already know how to swim, and some are learning just fine, Mia is really struggling. Janet's given Mia a lot of support, and Harold's given Mia a lot of, well, let's say advice. But Mia just can't figure it out. How can Mia master swimming, and what does it have to do with exercising her faith? Well, keep listening to find out in today's episode, part three of the series, called Cannonball.
I'm glad that you were finally able to come over to my house, Mia.
Thanks for inviting me. I'm sorry if I've been weird lately. I'm just so frustrated about swim class.
It's okay. I know you are. I saw Miss Simon talking to you last time. Was she helpful?
Yeah. She told me she had trouble learning how to swim when she was my age, too.
Wow. She doesn't look like she's ever had any trouble at all.
She said something like learning how to swim wasn't easy for her until it was. I don't even know what that means.
You're gonna get this, Mia. I know you.
Well, I know me too. And I know all the swim teachers who failed to teach me. But, hey, you said something about making your own t-shirts?
I almost forgot. I'll go get the craft kit. Hold on.
Hanging out with Janet helped Mia get her mind off her worries. But she knew that she'd have to face them eventually. A few days passed, and it was time for the next Pathfinder Club meeting. Like before, Mia and Janet stepped into the shallow end of the pool.
Hey, that's a new swimsuit.
Yeah, you like the yellow color?
I love it.
My mom got it for me. I think she wants to encourage me not to quit this honor.
So, you have a new suit. What about a new attitude?
Well, I'm not sure I'd go that far. It's still the same me. Extremely nervous and vaguely terrified.
Cannonball!
Speaking of vaguely terrifying, good job, Harold.
Mia, Janet, did you see that?
Most impressive, Mr. Peabody.
Thanks. It takes a lot of practice to make that big of a splash.
Gotta really hug your knees tight.
Exactly. And yell, cannonball! It doesn't count if you don't.
I have so much to learn.
Okay, everybody, gather round.
Miss Simon has a kickboard.
You cool with those?
I think so.
Who's tried swimming with a kickboard? Raise your hand.
I have.
Nice hand raising, Janet. Well, pretty much everybody has used a kickboard. For those of you still working on the basics, it can be super helpful. Mia, would you like to help me demonstrate how to use it?
Oh, I don't...
Let's give Mia some support, everybody.
You can do it, Mia.
Woohoo, Mia!
Come on, Mia, you can do it.
You got this.
It's okay, Mia, you can do it.
There's nothing to be scared of.
Give it a try.
Okay, Mia, I'm just gonna go over the basics here for everybody. So apologies if some of this is old news for you. It's okay, you got this.
I do?
Class, look. You can hold onto the kickboard either at the top, like this, or in the holes, like this, or on the sides.
I'll hold it by the holes.
Good, they're easy to grip.
Okay.
Now, you want to keep your arms straight. Good job, Mia. Now see if you can use it to float your entire body. That's it. You're floating on your stomach with the aid of the board. Are you ready to try moving?
I think so.
Okay, kick your legs and see if you can propel yourself forward.
You can do it, Mia.
You got this.
Go ahead.
Woohoo, Mia!
All right, Mia, keep going. You're doing
All right,
great.
Mia, you're woo, doing woo. It.
Go
Come on,
Mia.
You're doing
Jump
great.
Keep going.
Mia held the kickboard tight, kicking with all her might. She found herself getting closer to the pool's deep end, but kept kicking harder and grabbing the kickboard tighter until suddenly the board slipped sideways and she lost her grip. She felt herself sinking into the water.
Ah, help me!
Mia, Mia, I've got you. You're okay.
I want to get out now.
Okay, that's perfectly all right.
Mia climbed out of the pool. She felt her legs and arms shaking. Still shaking, she leaned back in a lounge chair. She closed her eyes against the sunshine, wishing she never had to get in a swimming pool again.
Mia, how are you feeling?
Oh, Miss Simon, I'm fine, I guess.
You did great out there.
I did awful.
You show great swimming form. You're going to be a great swimmer. You just have to learn to work with the water.
You saw what happened. I couldn't even hold onto a kickboard.
Do you remember the story of Jesus and Peter?
Peter, like how he denied knowing Jesus?
Same guy, but this was earlier in his story, after Jesus fed the 5,000.
Oh yeah, I remember that story.
I imagine everybody was feeling pretty great after the miracle of feeding the 5,000. But Jesus told the disciples to go ahead and sail across the lake, the Sea of Galilee, while he took some time to himself to pray.
That's right. Chaplain Jake told us that story in Bible class.
Well, the disciples must have wondered why Jesus wanted them to go on without him. But Jesus did a lot of mysterious things, so they didn't really ask any questions.
Yeah, that's true.
So the disciples went out sailing at night. They were way out in the middle of the lake when a huge storm blew in. So there they were, far from shore, getting blown this way and that way by the wind. They were afraid that the boat was going to capsize.
Yeah, that's right. What happened next? I can't remember.
Well, as the waves were crashing all around them and the wind was blowing so crazy, they looked out on the water, and in the middle of the storm, they saw a man walking on top of the water.
Can you remember what happened next to Jesus' disciples on the Sea of Galilee? Well, what does it have to do with exercising faith or with Mia's swimming struggles? We'll find out next time in the final episode of this mini-adventure series called Sink or Swim. We'll see you here again next time. I'm Miss Jean, and you've been listening to a mini-adventure in Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear, clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. Visit us at discoverymountain.com to send us a message and listen to full episodes on demand. Discovery Mountain is a production of The Voice of Prophecy. This four-part mini-adventure series, called Sink or Swim, was written by Tom Paul Wheeler.